Hello, hello. You have found your way to the Brevis Talk podcast, where our message is eternal, but our delivery isn't quite that long. Brief and encouraging. That's our goal. Now, here's your host, Pastor Wayne Whiteside.
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. The church world has commonly interpreted taking God's name in vain is meaning adding the name of God to a curse word. And I don't dispute that interpretation in any manner. But I would like for us to consider that taking the name of God in vain means much more than that. First of all, Jeremiah in his day confronted the false prophets. They had words in them that they said were of God and from God, but they certainly were not. Are we not taking the name of God in vain? If we say that God has said something to us or has given us something to say to others that God has not spoken. I could go on and on about the blatantly false things that are attributed to God, but they are obviously outside of the teachings of Scripture. The authority of Scripture exceeds what we say God said to us. If it contradicts Scripture, it is out of bounds. Perhaps you heard something, but God, in fact, didn't put it in you. And then could it be that those who say God told them to do something in His name, or to be involved in a mission or a ministry, and then they never follow through? Are they not taking the name of God in vain by saying that God told them to do something that they are not obedient to? Don't you see that to say that God told you to do something and you don't follow the voice of God that you announced is disrespect to Him and not taking His word seriously? What does that say to others? That when God says something, they can pick and choose what we obey and deem important that comes from God? Does that not disrespect and take the name of God in vain?
Thanks for stopping by to be with us at the Brevis Talk podcast. If you want to know more about us or hear other brief messages, go to brevistalk.com and sign up to receive our blog and updates while you're there. Don't forget, Jesus loves you.